Look in the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. I'm glad you're here tonight, and I pray the Lord would have His way in your own heart tonight. I pray the Holy Spirit might use the Word, the presence of His power, and work in your heart tonight in the house of God. May the Spirit of God help me preach tonight. You pray for me, God, use me to say what He wants me to say. Of course, I know it's the Word of God, but that might be what direction God have. Look in the book of Jonah chapter 1. The Bible said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And so the Bible said the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Now stop reading there, and try, if God will help me, preach from this tonight about just about Jonah. When I read about this prophet, there's no other prophet that's written about like this man. Most prophets wrote about foretelling the God's message, but this Jonah's book really is a message about Jonah's life, about what what happened when God spake to him. It looks like to me that Jonah came from the tribe of Zebulun and was. The Bible said he was from Geth Hefer, and Jonah was a prophet. He was a man that God used to give a message out. But one day God came to him, and God told Jonah that he wanted him to go down to Nineveh. Now we know Nineveh was a great city in Assyria, and we know that this place was filled with Gentiles. And we know Jonah did not want to go. You don't have the choice in what you do. Hey, God's going to have to tell you, and God's got a book, thank God, tonight, and He's not a God, thank God, that gives you the choice. He gives the command, and you do what He says. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Somebody said, I like to go to a good place. That's what we in today, buddy. I wonder about these missionaries traveling around for 6 years trying to get somebody to give them money to go to Hawaii on the mission field. I won't go where I want to go. I don't want to go to Nineveh. If you quit telling God what you won't do, you might get somewhere with Him. There's too many people tonight in the Baptist church have made the decision in their own hearts that they absolutely will not do what God wants them to do unless it fits what they want. Amen. Listen to this tonight. The Bible said he said to Jonah, he said, go to Nineveh, that great city, and then he said, cry against it.
Well, you people say, well, they want so many love messages today. I like the love message. I like love. But, buddy, sometimes it's time to scorch the earth a little bit and cry out against sin. I don't know, friend, but it looks like to me that there's a lot of people in this city. He said it was a great city. It was no doubt great in number. Great, my friend, and thank God, wealth. But they didn't have no idea about God. They didn't know nothing about grace. They knew nothing about repentance. Thank God, God said, Jonah, I want you to go and preach to them and cry against it. Amen, God says. He said, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. Hey, cry loud, stir not. Thank God, show them their sin. Preach against sin. If you don't like preaching against sin, then you don't like the Bible. Amen. That's right, buddy. You know what it said in the last days? He said, I won't say, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at His appearing at His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But at their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. Who had turned the truth of God. They turned their ear from the truth of God. Amen. They don't want the truth of God. They turned their ears, my friend, from the truth and the fable. I'd rather have a bedtime story. I'd rather have some man ease their conscience on their road to hell than a man to tell them what God says. Amen. God help us all. Amen. I tell you what, there ought not never be ain't God saints or God getting mad at what a man preaches if it's in the book.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, buddy. That rich ruler, he went away sad. Amen. Some people leave mad. Amen. But I tell you, you can leave glad. Hey, God wants you to receive what He's got to say. Jonah, go tell him. Go cry against it. They need to repent. Hey, God, I want to save them. God did in the end. But I'm telling you, he had a disobedience. A man here that did not do what he said to do. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Notice this. He said, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Don't say this tonight. God's not winking at wickedness. You think of all the babies that America's killed and aborted, and you think God's a winking at that, you're crazy.
That's right.
It is murder, friend.
Amen.
It's hands that shed innocent blood.
Right.
But you think God's a winking at that tonight of all the, and these politicians, just all they are, a bunch of money hungry, my friend, lying dogs. Amen, don't stand for nothing. Amen, they say they do, but where's the change at? Amen, they said, oh boy, we got this Supreme Court. And I'm telling you, we've got these conservative men. Is that right? Why do they vote in same-sex marriage? You think God's a winking at that? God hates it, friend. I'm telling you, God hates it. Amen. He don't let nothing to do with sin. That's why He punished His own Son and let Him beat Him and beat Him to death, hang Him on a cross, and suffer punishment. And you wonder what God thinks about sin?
Yeah. Right.
The world makes mockery of it. Church takes light of it. And the nation, they just increased with it. This was a national message here to this city. You say, preacher, who's going to call this country back into repentance? I don't know if anybody will. You say, are you gloom and doom? Not a bit. I'm honest. You think America's going to change? They ain't gonna change. The only one's gonna, the only people's gonna change is them that God burst into this family.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's right. There ain't no changing going on around this country, friend. Amen. And I tell you what, can you listen to me tonight? All this is going on now about about these elections. Hey, bring it up here tonight. That's not a man. And there wouldn't be one. Ain't God in our dead time. And no matter who it is, take the White House. He can't get through all the devils up there. How to do one thing. Amen.
Amen.
Right. He said, righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Somebody told me one time, I preached real hard one time. Somebody said, you made me feel like the dirtiest man alive. I said, well, that's a good thing. Amen. You might get clean if you get dirty. Amen. You see, hey, Brad, you say, if the Holy Ghost shines light on you and shows you where you at and where I'm at, thank God, you ought to thank God for that. Amen. That's right. He said, go ahead and cry against it. Amen. This Bible still has some cries against sin. He speaks against sin. God hates sin. Amen. It come up before him that Nineveh needed to hear the word. Nineveh hear. Ain't God know that that's about to be overthrown? And they need to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. America is gospel blood.
That's right.
They've had so much light. You wouldn't mind not if I just took a short route to something and not think I'm being real critical. But the fact of it is, friend, it comes from the pulpit tonight where all these denominational headquarters and all this, as these people come out of these seminaries that never have been called of God to preach, and all they're doing is they're satisfying a bunch of people down at the church that they get their paycheck and take them to Dollywood and go here and there with young people and older people alike, and they never say nothing about sin, they never say nothing about what's wrong, they always trying to soothe and ease somebody's conscience. Amen. I said this and I said that. What's sin for me? Sin for you. What sin for my family, sin for your family. It don't matter. God's the same God across the board. Amen. And I'm telling you, we live in a nation of day and time where nobody don't want to be corrected. Amen. You know what it says? That's negative. Don't tell your child he's being bad. That's what they think now. That's stupid.
Amen.
That's a Bible word. Amen. Brother Shank used it this morning, brutish. That word brutish meant stupid. Amen. That's right, buddy. Them that don't want reproof, that's where we at. I'm so tired of that stuff. And I know there's a bunch of hell-bound people that don't know nothing about God. Amen. But they just think that will hurt their self-esteem. They'll hurt their ego. I'm telling you, they need it hurt. Amen. They need to get their conviction and see they're going to hell and the loss of that God. Somebody needs to tell them, amen. That's right. Praise God, I just believe I'll just nail my feet down right here and not back up one inch. Amen. I ain't scared of no faces. Amen. If everybody didn't like it, it don't matter no more. If you don't like it, thank God you can, amen, get some help from God. Amen. I'm telling you, he told you, man, and the day is when backslid on God, he said, be not afraid of their faces. Amen. That's right. Amen. They said, you won't. They told me when I started preaching. Well, the way you preach, you won't get to preach to nobody. Well, their prophetic word wasn't true.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. The prophetic word of the Bible, friend. He said, preach the word. He said, go preach the word. I'm telling you, thank God there's still some people who want to hear what God says. Amen. They don't want to go to the house of God and get a little sermon there from a preacher. Amen. That's right. God help us. We living in a dead hour when nobody don't want nothing to say about their sin, nothing to say about what's wrong. Amen. But buddy, I'm telling you what, if you go to the doctor, he'll tell you what's wrong with you and you'll pay him. And brother, you'll leave thanking God that he told you what's wrong with you.
Amen.
When you preach about gossip and slander and wickedness, amen. You talk about jealousy and envy. You talk about hatred, immorality, and you get on all that. Hey, man, I tell you what, a lot of people just say, don't sin. Hey, God, name it once in a while. Hey, man. Hey, once, I'm going to tell you, he said, cry against it. Go in there and tell them that they need to repent. They need to get right. I'm going to destroy that car. The wickedness has filled up with me. I'm going to have mercy out of my goodness. I'm going to have mercy on Nineveh. And Jonah, I want you to go tell them. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bible said, then when God told him that in verse 3, it says this, but Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He said, I'll take another way. I'll run. I do not think Jonah thought he could get away from the omnipresent God. But I thought he thought he could get away far enough that nobody wouldn't know who he was. And they wouldn't be knocking on his door.
Yeah.
And son, what he done? He said, I'm going to run from God. Some of you running tonight, you ought to go ahead and surrender. Submit yourself to God. Amen. Some of you have been running from God. You won't get... Listen, can I... Boy, I'm telling you, I'm just going to put my foot down on it. There ain't but two sides. It's God's side or the other side. There ain't but two sides. It's God's side or the other side. You'll go right to hell as fast as you can if you don't decide to get on God's side. I'm a 10-night friend. You better hear what I'm about to say. And I'm going to tighten her down because religion about took a many of people to hell. And all they got's a lip service. All they got's a fake. All they got's what they say. But I'm telling you, when it comes to it, there's nothing in their heart. And they will not stand for God. They will not get on God's side. They'd rather run with the world. Hey, God, how then walk with the people of God. Amen. That's right. You can't serve two masters. You'll hate the one or love the other. You can't halt between two opinions. He said, why halt you between two opinions? What you hop? That word halt means what you're hopping for. What you're hopping back and forth for. That's right. You can't have both of them. Amen. Here's Jonah. He's a prophet of God. I'm not saying I'm any better than Jonah. I don't know what I do that I'm put in that place. But I look at this man here that God has called to be a prophet. God wants him to go somewhere Jonah knows in his mind. It says in the book that he knew God was long-suffering.
Oh yeah.
He knew God.
He knew it.
Buddy, he knew when he got down there the power was going to fall. And he didn't want that to happen.
Absolutely.
He said, them people, I don't want to go down to them bunch of Ninevites. I don't want to go down there to them bunch of heathens. Amen. Pastor, I'm telling you, he was a Jew, friend. He was a Hebrew. And he knew that when God was going to send him down there, and God was going to fall on that cross, and God was going to do something. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Sure, that's right.
Can I say this? You know why a lot of people's on the ship going to Tarshish? Because they don't want to do what God says.
Yes, sir.
He said, he just run from God. How far are you going to run and get away from him? That never will happen.
Yeah.
He got down there. Look in that scripture, it says he went down. Three times or four times it said he went down. Anytime you run from God, you're going down. Amen. He went down and he paid the fare. He paid a ticket to get on the boat to sleep.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much the conscience will tell somebody something when they're running from God. Yeah. And this is what they said, Brother Keith. He said he had told them he was running from God. Who wants a man on the boat that would tell you, I'm running from God? Would you vote a man into this church that would stand before you and say, hey, I want to be a member, but I'm running from God?
No.
We'd say, we don't need nobody like that. And you know, you think about this. Here he's running from God, and he gets on the boat, pays the fare there, pays the ticket to get on there. Don't know how much it cost him. It cost him more than what he wanted it. He goes down to the bottom of the ship, finds him a good book, and goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And then God starts to rock in the boat with that wind. He starts rocking. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friends. That was a direct act of disobedience. Do you know what put us in sin? A direct act of disobedience. Amen. You know what put Saul out of the kingship? A direct act of disobedience. Amen. Just the direct act of saying, I'm not going to listen to you, God. I'm not going to do what you say, God. I'm not going to act upon what the Word says. Somebody said one time, I read the Bible and I know there's some things I need to do, but I haven't been convicted of it yet. That's foolishness, friend. You don't have to be convicted of it if you got a verse on it. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what we're living in today? We're living in a day of disobedience to God. Amen. Would you, hey friend, here's Jonah down at the bottom of the boat, sleeping. Supposed to be in Nineveh preaching. God wakes him up, shakes that boat, and they come and woke him up. He is fast asleep. Run from God. He run from His Word, His will, and His way. That's what he run from. The Word of the Lord came to him. The Word of the Lord came to him. And he ran. Amen. That's right. He ran. I wonder how far you're trying to run tonight. Just to get away from God. Just to get away. I've seen people do that. Come to church. Holy Ghost move in the church. The power of God is. You know what they'll do? You know why? Holy Ghost conviction.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. They'll get away. They do their best to get away from conviction.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I know I did.
That's right. That's right. You're going to try to get on. Hey, you know what you'll find? You won't find a church person. You'll find that little old heathen crowd down there on that boat you can pay a ticket, get a ticket from, and you want to get on it. Listen, the devil's got a lot of ships for you to get on. Amen. Hey, he found a ship. In fact, if you look what them words mean, Joppa, it means something beautiful. Tarsus means something delight, something you can delight in. Hey, man, that's exactly what we want today. We want pleasure. I'm going to tell you, buddy, this thing is a fact. It's a warfare. We're in a warfare.
We are.
It's a fight mentally. It's a fight spiritually. It's a fight physically. It's a fight outwardly. It's a fight inwardly. It's a fight, thank God, with the world. It's a fight with the flesh. It's a fight in all ways. Amen. That's why Paul told Timothy, war and good warfare. Fight the good fight of faith. There's always going to be something before us. And I know, praise God, that the devil's behind it. Amen. Just take a notice. Just take a notice now. Take a notice. There's two kinds of dealings. Here he dealt with him because he ran. He disobeyed. Amen. Sometimes God don't put a man in a bad position. He'll let him go on. Amen. The goodness of God just overcome him so much that man says, woe is me. God's been so good to me. I'm going to make things right with him. But sometimes God does put a man in a position when the winds are blowing on him. Amen. And he's got to have that discernment. That's what Jonah said. He said, listen. He said, the only way this boat's not going to rock, amen, the only way this boat's not going to be in this kind of trouble is you throw me overboard.
Amen.
Well, let's have a prayer meeting with him. And I'll get him off the boat. Well, let's have somebody talk to him. No, get him off the boat. Don't go down the far country and give the prodigal something to eat. Hey, God, hey, just let him go.
Amen.
And you say, preacher, now how do we come up with this thing of the prodigal gift? No man gave to him, but the man, thank God, that was in the ditch down there, he said, go and help him up. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you this? The prodigal left on his own choosing.
Right.
The man in the ditch got beat by thieves by not his own choosing.
Yeah.
You better put that down, son. Amen. If a man chooses to disobey God, the suffering's going to be much more in consequence. Amen. You say, why did Jonah go through all that? Because he disobeyed God. That's exactly why he went through it. They threw him overboard. They tried to row the boat to land. God just kept blowing the wind. You know what God was saying? I'm going to have my way.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go through a rough way to get it, get in my will, I'm still going to have it done. I'm going to do my will in an individual's life. It don't matter who they are. Amen? That's right. It don't matter, friend. Ain't God, whatever God chooses to do, He does it to get what His will is. And say what you want to. He used steps and thank God to push the pillars down, to kill more Philistines in His death than He did in His life. Amen? You tell me to listen to me. Grab hold of what I'm about to tell you. The will of God's going to be done.
Yeah.
The will of God. Hey, listen to me. The will of God's going to be done.
Yes, it is.
Samson's in Hebrews 11. He said Samson was in Hebrews 11. So why Samson in Hebrews 11? Well, I'm going to tell you why he is. Number one, he stopped the mouth of a lion. He took his own bare hands and killed a lion. And then, thank God, come back by it and got the honey out of the carcass and ate it.
Yeah, right.
He ought not touch the dead thing. We know that against the Nazarite vow. But when they took Samson and they put his eyes out, they took his eyes and they put them out, and he was grinding at the prison house. And they brought him out and they made mockery of God. And they made sport of that man. And they worshiped their god Dagon. And Samson felt it within him. He said, oh, let me feel the pillars again. Oh, let me have my strength back again. He had that little old lad. He said, hey, buddy, would you let me feel the pillars? He couldn't see nothing. And he laid his hand on the pillars of that temple. And he said, Lord, here's the faith right here. Lord, would you please just one more time, Lord, give me my strength back that I might avenge my eyes upon these Philistines. And right then, God empowered that man and gave him a strength. And he took that strength and he pushed them pillars. And brother, that house fell. Thank God. He all them Philistines died. Samson died with them. But he died faith. Amen. And faith. Thank God. Cried out to God. And God would accomplish His will and deliver Israel from the Philistines. Amen. Now, I know there's a lot of people. It's really hard to swallow this. I mean, it's hard. But I'm telling you what, everything you do, God's got His radar on it. And there's specific commands that God gives you. Are you listening? Are you listening? Listen. I don't know how to say this, but Jonah is the only sign that Jesus gave. They said, we want a sign. Give us a sign. Jesus said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. But He said, this is the sign I'm going to give you. This is the sign I'm going to give you. He says, as Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly.
Yeah.
So shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. Jonah got called off, thrown off the ship, and you know the record where the whale come and swallowed him up. He said, God prepared a fish.
Oh, yeah.
He prepared him. When God prepared him, He prepared him for that.
Yeah.
You know what's the miracle about that? You don't hear the miracle about Jonah being swallowed by that whale. The miracle was the whale didn't digest him. That's a miracle. If you think about it, the whale swallowed him, and God says you can't eat him. Now, some people believe that he actually died in the well. I would not debate with that. If you believe that, that's fine. The whole thing is that in that well, he's got to praying. And he was there 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Amen. That's right. And that was a picture of Christ being in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights.
Amen.
Jonah 2 and 9 is one of the greatest verses in the Bible. How about reading that? Will you? Jonah 2 and 9. I don't want to misquote it. Jonah 2 and 9.
But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
He got to praying in that well. He got to quoting the Psalms in his prayer. And he said, look, how are we going to get out of this well of death, well of sin, well of captivity? How are we going to get out? And all of a sudden, within the heart of Jonah, he said, salvation, deliverance is of the Lord. And all of a sudden, the whale got sick. He vomited him out. I'll tell you what, sin will let go of you if you'll see salvation of the Lord. Death will let you go if you see salvation of the Lord. He spit him out. And I love verse 1 of chapter 3. He said, now the word of the Lord come to Jonah. Second. God didn't put that well out there to put him in it to kill him and put somebody else on the path of Nineveh. He said, now the word of the Lord came unto him the second time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How many times does the word of the Lord come unto us more than one time?
Amen.
Amen. I love this. Notice what he said in verse 2 in chapter 3. And he said, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto the preaching that I've been. He never changed his message.
Never.
He said, I want you to say the same thing I told you when you got on that ship and the whale got a hold of you and held you in there 3 days and three. I want you to go and tell the same thing. Don't you change it one bit. Don't you change it. I want you to preach what I told you to preach. And you better do it. And God's friend, and he done it. And they got to repent. And God got to bless him. And God saved them. Amen. Who can figure out God? Well, I don't know if God has saved them. Is that right? Who can figure Him out? I believe Romans 11:33 says, His ways are past finding out. See, before the world began, the great God of heaven set up a plan. And it's His plan. And in that plan, He said, in time, I'm going to call Jonah a prophet. And in that time, I'm setting up for him to go to a very, very wicked heathen people. And he's going to go preach repentance to them, and I'm going to save all of them. And they're going to repent in sackcloth and ashes from the greatest to the least, from the least to the greatest, and they're going to repent toward me, and I'm going to have mercy on them. Amen. And I said, who can tell where the God of it?
Amen.
God said, that's in my plan. Oh, that's right.
Sure it is.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. Now,
People can say what they want to, but God is sovereign. I'm not afraid to say it. I'll say it to you and everybody else. God's sovereign. If you think God don't do what He wants to, then you've got a mistake about who God is.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what that is to me. That to me is a blessing to know that He considered us.
Amen.
I mean, son, it just didn't happen.
Right.
It happened because He set it up to happen. He put you where you were at to hear the gospel, to be saved. And it was set up by God in His grace and in His mercies. Hey, God, to put you in a place that you might hear the gospel, that you might repent, and God have mercy on you. Amen. God done that. God set it up for you to get here that you might hear and act upon the Word of God.
Amen.
And to God be the glory. And here's the thing, Brother Joe. I mean, if you think about Mr. Spurgeon's testimony.
Oh, yes.
And I know he was a Baptist preacher, and I know he wasn't in the Bible. But think about Spurgeon now. Think about this man. Here he is. He's in a religious family. He sought for 2 years how to be saved. He goes to different places. Amen. He hears different messages. Amen. Here's a snowy day. Amen. And he had nowhere to go. He walked in a snowstorm. And God, he pulls up to a primitive Methodist church. Preacher's not there. Probably 10 people in the gallery is what he called it. And the man opens up his Bible, who was, he said, an uneducated man, and read Isaiah 45:22. And he said, "Look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For I am God, and there's none else." Quit trying to put God in your box and your bottle. Too many people trying to put God in your box. Let me say this tonight. I am a Baptist because I believe baptism is by immersion, and I identify with that. But this man got saved in a primitive Methodist church. No matter where you at, God still got people He can use.
Yes, sir.
Here's a man, there ain't a one of us would have kept working on Jonah to get down there. The word came to him the second time. Go to Nineveh, Jonah, get to Nineveh. I'm telling you, we'd have done sin. He's not even called. That'd be like me if I come here to preach revival. I said, shoot, I ain't going down there preaching. People won't hear nothing. I just say, hey, pack the car, we're going to Florida. Everybody's in here, you know. I say, where's the revival preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Or say, I had somebody come preach and they didn't show up. I'm looking for them. And I call them and get a hold of them. And they say, oh, I ain't wanting to come down there. We'd say, that ain't much. I'd say amen to that. But I'll tell you what, if you'd have been judging Jonah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You'd have said, boy, I'm telling you one thing. I ain't want to hear what he's got to say. How many times have we cut off people because they made some wrong moves or done some things that they shouldn't have done and cut them off and denounce they're not even called? How many times? How many times? And God says, Jonah, God's foreknowledge says this man, even after God does something, he's going to pout and get mad. And it's hard to get a hold of. I think that God would use a man that ran from him. He called him the second time. He went and preached and knew after he preached and people got saved that he was going to sit under a gourd, amen, and be mad.
Oh,
absolutely. He's mad. He's angry because God saved them people.
Yeah.
I wonder where you at with God tonight. If God's touched you about preaching, you ought to obey Him. You say, I can't preach, preacher. That's right. I can't neither. I take a shot at it, though. Amen. That's right. I'm just doing what I'm called to do.
Amen.
It's in me. It's got to come out of me.
Amen.
Sometimes it comes fast, sometimes it comes slow, but as long as it comes out. But I'll tell you one thing, if God's touching your heart about it, you don't obey Him. And I'll tell you this too. A direct command of God is serious. When God speaks to you in a message, God speaks to you about your soul, God speaks to you about doing something for God, and you don't do it, then there will be some kind of storm probably come your way. Because God's going to do what He wants to do with His people.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad God hadn't left us alone?
Amen.
Aren't you glad, thank God, when you got home today and said, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, God was around the church now. What a blessing it was. God has not left us alone.
Thank you, Lord.
God didn't leave Jonah alone. Brother Shank, you've been preaching a while. Good while. God's never left you alone. Never. Amen. There's been times in life we know, brother. Sister Debbie testified that there's not seasons. But God's never left us alone. In the worst time of our disobedience, He never left us alone.
Amen.
He said, there's hope, thank God for him. Jonah, I'm telling you again, go down there. How many times have we failed him? Didn't do what he said. He'll come back again. Say, come to you again. Amen. Thank God. That's a little bit from this morning. Getting it out. Praise God. I don't know what kind of holy dance David did, but thank God I like it.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen. You say, what's you like? He come to me the second time.
Amen.
Boy, God, thank God for that. Feel like that man went in that temple leaping and praising God. Felt strength in his ankle bones. I'm telling you, if you ever fail God and He comes to you again, you thanking Him, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Just to hear that word.
Yeah.
Come to you second. Amen. That's standing right out of what it's saying.